Steve Moran is now joining us from Hong Kong, a leading racing journalist, and he loves International Day. He works for the Hong Kong Jockey Club. Good morning to you, Steve.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, all.
Good to have you on our program. There's nothing like an international week in Hong Kong. Nothing different this week?
Certainly not, Andrew. I think it's one of the world's great meetings in the sense that it's probably more cosmopolitan than most, with competitors this year from France, Germany, Japan, England, Ireland, Singapore, and of course Australia, which is good to see. They may not be necessarily as strong as Breeders' Cup, but think for the general competitiveness and the variety of competitors that you have here, it's just one of the great meetings.
It certainly is. I know that at most attention for us has been on Buffering's Hoof and how Criterion's going, but the quality of the international horse, this Vase, you know, to have the ARC runner-up, Flintshire, in this race, it really adds to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. I'm a little bit intrigued by Flintshire because you would think, you know, if you go to the ARC and run second as he did, you would come to Hong Kong and that would almost guarantee you victory. But in recent years, we've only had three horses who've either won or finished second in the ARC come to the Vase, and none of the three have run a place. You know, It's quite an extraordinary record, really. Hume Zane, Dylan Thomas, and Westerner ran 10th, 7th, and 5th, respectively, in the Vase. Now, Flinch has also, of course, gone to America since the ARC and run in the Breeders' Cup, where he ran 2nd. He's going to be the short price favourite. His overall record is excellent. His record right-handed is excellent. His gallop earlier in the week was terrific. The horse looks exceptionally well, but do you want to take the really short price? I'm just not too sure. I'd probably lean a little bit to another of the European competitors in Snow Sky for Sir Michael Stout and Ryan Moore, only because he's a little more on the up, probably been less drained with a number of lead-up runs. And given that the French and the English completely dominate this race year in, year out, just might be the better value, number 12, Snow Sky.
Okay, so that's race 4, number 12 on Sunday. We're hoping for Buffering. He's meant to do some light work on the course proper later this morning with the time difference. What are the main threats here, do you feel?
Yes, I better text you or tweet you when Buffering presumably works on the turf a little later this morning. Look, he did stretch out pretty well in not much more than a sort of three-quarter pace gallop yesterday morning on the dirt. Robert Heathcote remains a little bit upbeat, but I think we'll know more after he works this morning. Look, last year in this race, minus Lord Canaloa, of course, is probably one of the best sprinters we've seen for some time. There was two lengths from second to ninth. I think it would be pretty similar here this year, and there's any number of probably six or seven who are capable of being in that group. But I thought the principal chances were Lucky Nine, who won the race 3 years ago and had no luck in the lead-up Jockey Club sprint, and two of the emerging Hong Kong sprinters in 8 Peniophobia and 9 Aero Velocity. I'm sure most racing fans who have a bet on Hong Kong have had a look at the video of that race, and You've rarely seen one run last, as Aero Velocity did for Zach Purden after he almost got put through the fence a couple of times in the straight. Might well have won the race, and Peniophobia did, of course, win the race. They're both drawn to have stalking runs, sort of, you know, fourth, fifth, and that's usually the pattern of the sprint winner. So I lean to those two emerging horses, Peniophobia and Aero Velocity, just ahead of Lucky Nine.
Okay, so that's 8, 9, and 1 there in race 5. The sprint hour time at 20 to 6 on Sunday afternoon. The Hong Kong Cup is race number 8. Have I jumped a race? Yes, I have. I've jumped the mile. How do you see this? I mean, Able Friend draws 11 of 11. John Moore saying, I'm not worried by that.
No, look, he's clearly the best horse in the race. You speak to the locals here and they'll tell you that he's the best miler in the world, Able Friend, and certainly his lead-up win was spectacular. I mean, three of the past four winners have come from gates 11, 13 and 14, so that's probably some tonic. Also interesting, though, that 8 of the past 10 winners have won by less than a length, so it's not a race that's generally dominated by one horse. And I think the gate just does bring him back a touch. He's got the magic man on board, Marira. You know, you'd almost bet your bottom dollar he'll slot in and find some cover somewhere, or will he push forward? I wouldn't be shocked if he pushes forward. John Moore's stablemate, Secret Cham, will lead from the inside, and Gold Fun will go forward. But there's not a lot of other speed in the race, so he might push forward on Able Friend. Andrew, he's still the horse to beat, Able Friend. The principal danger is Gold Fun, runner-up last year and runner-up to Able Friend in the lead-up race. I thought the couple of bit of odds that you could throw in trifectas were 8 Trade Storm and maybe the least fancied of the Japanese horses, World Ace. I thought his last run was a lot better than it looks on paper. So, yeah, I'm not deviating too much from the market order. 1 to beat 2 can entertain 8 and 9 in trifectas.
Okay, that's the mile. And the Hong Kong Cup is the last of the features, 7.30 our time, Criterion in this race, but he'll need to pull out a career best, I think, to be in the finish here.
Yes, I think so, Andrew. Well, although certainly some rain would advance his cause, I don't think there's much doubt he's a superior horse when there's a bit of cut in the ground. There is a little rain forecast, but we haven't had anything notable to speak of yet, and you've really got to get you've got to get an hour's rain on the day for this track to be rain affected. He looks well enough. Could he win? I'm inclined to doubt it. I fancy the horse that we have seen, Farage, who ran so well on the McKinnon. And of course, when young Andrea Azzini was probably not quite at his best, he probably could have eased and got some cover in the early part of the race. He didn't face the breeze throughout. He's drawn to get the right sort of run here from gate 6. I suppose the issue is that, the travel. But I like him, Farage. I think he can measure up to these horses. Obviously, the locals' Designs on Rome and Military Attack look particularly good. Designs on Rome is probably the horse that's taken the eye a couple of times this week when I've seen him out here at the track. And the very much in-form Blazing Speed. He's the only last start winner in the race, and it's interesting that last start winners have a pretty good record in this, and there's very rarely an upset. You know, the winners are always amongst that fancy group in the Hong Kong Cup. I like Farage, probably just ahead of the three local horses, Designs on Rome, Military Attack and Blazing Speed.
Okay, so that's 8, 2, 3 and 4. So for our time, we're going to get through tomorrow first, race day back here, but on Sunday, 5 o'clock, the Vase, 5.40 the sprint with Buffering, 6.50 the mile, and 7.30 the Hong Kong Cup with Criterion. They're the times you'll be able to watch it on Sky Racing World. And, of course, if you're driving around, listen to it right here on Sky Sports Radio. As I say, Steve, it's a great week there. Happy Valley appeared to be good just watching it on Wednesday night. We saw Japanese, one of their best, win the Jockey Series.
Yes, Yuichi Fukunaga. And I had the great pleasure, Andrew, of having the responsibility of interviewing the winning jockey, which, of course, was slightly difficult given that my Japanese is not that great.
I reckon you would have done a better job than yours, truly. But, no, it's a great time over there. And if our listeners, they hear us raving about it, make sure it is on the bucket list because it is a great week there. You get well looked after by the Hong Kong Jockey Club, and it is a true international day there on Sunday. Enjoy it, Steve. Thanks very much for your time this morning.
Terrific. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you.